You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's jobless rate surged to 7.1% in May and is expected to climb even higher in June. But as the rest of the country battles through the pandemic shutdown, Canberra has escaped seemingly unscathed. Senior economist Stephen Koukoulos says that's thanks in part to the Australian public service.
Canberra has been more resilient. And I think that's down to the fact that around about 40% of the workforce is in the public service. They tend to be more secure jobs. They tend to be higher paying jobs. And that feeds through to other parts of the economy too.
But National Secretary of the Community and Public Sector Union, Melissa Donnelly, says while the public sector has propped up the nation in times of crisis, its own resources have been stripped bare.
Since 2013, the election of Tony Abbott's government, we've seen over 20,000 cuts to the public sector. That's an extraordinary amount, and some of the agencies that Australians have relied on the most in recent months, Services Australia, the ATO and others, have been some of the hardest hit by those cuts.
She says public sector work is more important now than ever before.
People working in Services Australia and Centrelink have done an extraordinary job helping the millions of unemployed Australians. The work of the ATO and staff in the tax office helping small business keep their doors afloat and apply JobKeeper. Across the board, the federal public sector has been absolutely critical to our community and to our national response to this crisis.
During what everyone hopes was the height of the pandemic, 60% of Australian public service staff transitioned to working from home arrangements, and thousands were redeployed to assist agencies facing critical workloads. Stephanie Skinner is a public servant, and many of her colleagues were seconded elsewhere.
Across the APS, staff were pulled, you know, onto a whole bunch of different task forces and into different departments to help manage the crisis.
She says she was impressed with how quickly they adapted, and she's happy to work for the public service and play her part in the recovery of the nation in times of crisis.
It's definitely made me realise the importance of the APS. We're all still employed. We're lucky to live in a place where, you know, our lives are relatively untouched.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus.